This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Heather, floor is yours.
All right, guys. I've talked about this before, my search for a babysitter, right? Like, we're finally ready to have babysitters because I feel like the kids are a little bit older. They're not infants anymore. And we've had some great babysitters so far. And I'm trying to build, like,
a stable.
Yeah, but, like, I want multiple babysitters so I can have a bunch on rotation when we need it. And recently, we had a new babysitter come over. And everything went really well. So I thought, yeah. Really like this girl.
Have you begun venturing out a little bit further with babysitters? Like not just going to the gym close by in case something happens or dinner close by? Are you starting to venture out a little bit more?
A little bit, but I mean, we don't do a whole, we don't go out a whole lot. Like when we go out to dinner.
But you're not going downtown to a Tiger game while
the babysitter's at home. No, we haven't done that. We haven't like went to Detroit. It's normally we're in the area, which doesn't really matter to me. I mean, that's not my concern about being,
you're getting more comfortable, yes.
Yeah, and we had this new babysitter come over and everything went well. Came home, paid her, whatever. And my son was still sleeping, which was great, right? It was still napping and once he woke up, I went to go get him and I'm like, okay, well, it looks like he must have had a blowout, right? Because there was some messy clothes. Totally fine. The babysitter didn't tell me about that, which that's okay. Because I clearly saw it when I got upstairs.
He was awful in the last three games.
He pooped
against
the Giants.
And then I got him out of the crib and went to change his diaper. And I was thought, well, gosh, this is strange. This diaper is very loose. Like, what is going on? And then I realized that the diaper was on backwards.
Hmm. And this is not a pull-up. This is
this is a diaper. Yeah. He's not ready for a pull-up yet.
No, yeah.
And I instantly thought, oh my gosh, has this girl ever changed it to maybe she...
So what was her resume? Did she come with the resume saying...
I mean, not a paper resume, but yeah, she
gave you the qualifications.
Yes, that she has had experience with infants through teenage years and... has nannied and taking care of children before. So
this is not her first diaper. You wouldn't think.
It seemed to be.
Have you ever changed a diaper?
I never have.
Okay. No. I think even somebody who has never changed a diaper would know when you put a diaper on a kid, you know, because it's got the tabs that have to go around and they Velcro on, that when you place a diaper and you pull it up and it's the tabs are going around the back.
Yeah,
and it's hard.
Amiss.
Putting a diaper on backwards is not an easy task.
It takes more work.
Well, especially when you look at the front of it and it says
back.
So you're a little concerned that they missed this basic
step. I came downstairs and I was, you know, I told Colin about it. I'm like, you know what? Is this like,
did she sell you a bill of goods?
Red flag? Yeah. Because I really like this girl. But also I'm kind of concerned that maybe she doesn't know exactly what she's doing. And then my question is, how do we move forward? What do we do?
Do you confront her? Have you confronted her about it?
No, I have not. But I do anticipate having her back over.
Okay.
I think I would have to confront her about it just to get it just to make me feel more comfortable. Like, just so you know, this is what happened. Or do we just say, nope, this is it. She doesn't know how to change a diaper. She's not coming back.
So first of all, how many babysitters do you currently have in the stable?
We only have one consistent.
Oh, okay. So this
she was
would be two.
And then I've got a third that I'm planning on having coming over eventually.
So you can never have too many babysitters.
Kind of like pass rushers.
And they all have strengths and weaknesses. God, you are
sorry,
so annoying.
I'm sorry.
They're all going to have strengths and weaknesses. But when you came home, all right, Brooks was...
He was sleeping.
Happily sleeping.
Yes.
And he didn't wake up fiercely hungry.
No.
Or screaming.
No.
And Emily was well cared for.
Oh, Emily was with me. It was only Brooks.
Okay, it was only Brooks. All right, so it was a one-off.
Yes.
With just one kid. If there was no threat to harm... And I would have no issue when she comes back over. I would say, hey, when Brooks woke up last time, I understand there was probably a mess. I don't care that you didn't tell me.
No,
but
that's fine.
I just want to review the way to put on a diaper because he was putting on a diaper backwards is not going to provide any harm to
no.
your child.
No, not at all.
And,
I agree.
But I want to make this a little bit easier on you.
Okay.
And so when you pull the Velcro straps, they attach in the front. It will make it much easier to put on the diaper. And then she could say at the time, oh my goodness, I had no idea I did that. Maybe, you know, Brooks was a little bit crying at the time.
Yeah,
maybe it was
sure.
fussy. Obviously he had a messy pants.
Yeah.
So it could have just been in the moment she made a mistake. It seems like a very difficult mistake to make.
It is difficult to do.
But I would not think twice about having her back.
Well, I do plan on having her back. I just, my goal, I think, is to address it. Just say, hey, this is exactly what happened. But we did debate, like, do we just have her back and not say anything and see if it happens again? Or done with her? Because to me, it is kind of... You keep saying that, but like to teach somebody who says they have experience with infants how to put on a diaper.
So there's a competency question.
Like,
Yeah, but so was Brooks awake when you left?
Yes.
She got him to sleep?
Yes.
You take the wins. And if she put on a diaper wrong, okay, minor red flag. Maybe the what she had talked about in her past, it wasn't...
Well,
you know,
that's the question. What else was she not honest about? What is she actually has she actually seen?
It makes you question those things.
Yeah.
And then I start like trying to take
her
side.
Let's not overthink this.
Maybe the last family she sat for wanted the diaper on backwards.
No, come on.
But this is like I'm telling myself these things. Like maybe that's how the last family did it.
Let's not overthink this.
Okay, so what we do have
one thing, and she put Brooks to sleep.
She did.
He was fed.
Yes.
And she cleaned up the mess.
Yes.
Other than the you know some of the runoff
yes.
on the clothes,
which is fine. She did leave those. Not she didn't put them in the laundry basket,
right.
Which was great.
No problem with this.
So there's two parts to this. One, what would you do if you were Heather? Was this a red flag? Would you say this person's not qualified, or how do you address mm-hmm. it? The second question is, why have you canceled a babysitter? If we have stories out there of reasons you had to let your babysitter go, we'll collect those as well. 248-539-9797. Jason in Royal Oak, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Regarding the babysitter thing, my daughter was a babysitter. My sisters were babysitters a long time ago. I've done some babysitting. My main concern with Heather's story, true story, is... she was dishonest to, I believe she was dishonest to Heather, you know, about her experience as a babysitter. And that is, in my opinion, as an autistic, a red flag. If a person is dishonest to you, you shouldn't have them taking care of your children, in my opinion.
That's a weird kind of getting at, Jason.
It could have been, okay, not a simple mistake. It seems, I understand it seems like a big mistake, but again, let's not overthink this. We are, as parents, always looking for options for babysitters when we just need a break.
I agree. It's really, I'm in a weird spot because I agree with you, John, but I agree with this caller too, because that's how I feel. Like, oh my gosh, if she can't change a diaper, what if he's choking on food? Does she know how, even though she said she's CPR certified. Is she real? You know, it all starts, everything now starts going through my head. Like maybe she's just not qualified to take care of a baby. I don't know.
Reasons you've canceled your babysitter. And specifically Heather's situation.
Yeah, I know it seems so minor, but it definitely was kind of like, oh, wait, I've just never, I know how hard it is to put a diaper on backwards. And I just, it then makes you question because you don't really know. I don't know this girl.
Right.
Like I wasn't recommended. She wasn't recommended to me by somebody else. She's not a friend of the family. So you do just start in your head hoping that, oh my gosh, maybe.
I understand the questions. You know, and this is probably the difference between a dad's evaluation and a mom's evaluation. The hardest, I look at the harder things to do in babysitting, and one of them is getting a baby to sleep. Now, whether they're good sleepers, not good sleepers, whatever, that is, to me, more difficult than the diaper change. And she did that exceptionally well.
She did. Brooks is a great sleeper, though. You lay that kid down in his crib, and he's toast. For a nap, anyway.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Any thought to this ticket texter's point? She listens. She knows. In terms of you addressing
it
with her.
Of course, you guys, I talked about this before. I was like, oh my gosh, I really like this girl. I don't want to, like, if she listens, I feel awful. But it is a question.
You didn't give a name.
No, but it is a question that I had talked about with you. Like, what would you do? Especially to John, who's had multiple kids. Like, is this something you've come across before? How would you handle this? And
I've put on diapers the wrong way. Sure. You know, and this is more of an exhausted parent situation where you put the diaper down and you lay the baby on top, or you got the baby down and then you lift up their back end and you put the slide the diaper underneath, and then you notice you're like, because then you apply the diaper cream, all that stuff, and you're like, oh, it's on backwards. And you're just like, screw it. Just gonna strap it on this way.
I've had it where I've had the diaper, like when I put it under his butt and go to put it on. It's wrong. And then
Again, probably the difference between a mom doing it and a dad doing it. Dad would be like, you know what? Hey, if they're protected, I'll put the next one on right.
Ticket texter says it is a red flag. Can't do stranger babysitters. Has to be a connection. You have to know their background. And the texter says, I would ditch that one, Heather. If she can't put on a diaper properly, what else is she doing wrong?
That's where my mind is going.
Probably had Brooks face down putting the diaper on.
That's how you'd put a diaper on backwards, the easiest way.
Now, some people say, hey, honest mistake. Even as a parent, granted I was sleep deprived, I put a diaper on incorrectly. Maybe it was just worth a direct question, not accusatory. Maybe that's how you address it with her. Headline news, woman who doesn't wash her feet concerned with diaper on backwards. Yes. John in Lake Orion. And this one says, Heather, just take a couple minutes to train her on a few things that you want done the way you want them done. And that would be nice.
Well, yes, but putting a diaper on is not the...
Well, with
when somebody
with
who says they have experience...
Qualification, sure, I understand that.
You shouldn't have to teach somebody how to put a diaper on
probably
properly.
Just a simple question. Did you realize that the diaper was on backwards? And if she says, yeah, I had already put it on and I just didn't, you know...
But if I was a babysitter, I would have said that when the parents got home. Like, just so you know, this happened. There was a blowout. I was struggling.
He was fussy.
The diaper might be on incorrectly, but I got it on. I would have been like, oh, great. Thanks for the heads up.
Let's get to the phones, because people do have advice for you, and they have their own stories of reasons why they canceled their babysitter. Let's start with Taylor. You're on 97.1.
Thanks for taking my call. Very ironic, because this conversation just came up yesterday, as in was considering putting it on purposefully backwards for my son, who's 11 months, starting to stand while he is wanting to get his diaper changed, and figured it might be easier because he's on my shoulder. And 2 weeks prior, we had a babysitter. My wife told me that she actually realized that she put it on backwards, and the babysitter had great credentials, actually works at the daycare that he goes to. And when we came home, she also had the lights on at 9 p.m. when we got home, when he was sound asleep. So honestly, would invite her back without question. Anyone that's able to put the baby down by herself with the lights on, A+.
I agree. That's the bigger task. Yeah. And she tackled that one successfully.
Do I address the diaper situation?
Oh, yeah,
you bring it up and let her know.
I'm always the one that's going to address it.
I think I am too. Well, I would hate to have that just lingering. Yeah.
Yes. You don't want anything hanging out.
No, never.
Let's get to Kirk in Livonia. Kirk, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, Heather, it's possible you have a creative genius on your hands talking about the babysitter. So I have a cousin 15 years ago. That for her boy would change him face down because of getting sprayed in the face.
Huh.
Just a thought. Not sure. I would still question her.
Interesting.
I would still find out why. But we all know anyone's ever changed a little boy's diaper.
Yes.
You know, there's a chance of getting that squirt in the face.
There sure is.
So, but if you do it on their belly after you've cleaned them,
interesting.
Pretty simple. I've seen her do it.
Maybe. Huh. And that's what I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping that she's like, oh, yeah, this is how I've done it for the family before, and they gave me this tip, and it's great. It's supposed to prevent. Maybe there's like a
hack to that. Tried it that way.
I haven't either. And he's older now, so that typically doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. As soon as you put him face down, they try to crawl away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I'm not saying it's what she did. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's possible.
But it's possible that that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hope it is.
Yeah. I've fired a babysitter one time.
Why?
And it was because Lucy and Ruby just had two at the time, and she would come in the morning when the kids were asleep. I would go and at the time, you know, we'd be working, doing some things, and come back, and she had to get ready to go to a job. So she would get ready, kids would get up, she would feed them, do all this stuff. But she would use, obviously, the half bath to get ready.
Sure.
She had long black hair. And in the sink and all around was remnants of her getting ready. And there was just long strains of hair everywhere.
She didn't wash it down the sink or pick it out and throw it in the trash?
Yeah. Just, you know, take it, pick it out, throw it in.
Right.
And so it happened a couple of times. I addressed it. I'm like, hey, you know, you're doing a really good job, but I hate to have to come home and clean up the bathroom. And she just kept doing it. So I said, you know, just never called her back. And in essence, fired her.
It's nothing to do with the kids, just the way she...
Yeah. I just didn't want to come home and have to clean up the bathroom.
People with the real questions on the ticket text is, forget the diaper or the sleeping. The most important question, was she able to put the applesauce and the peas on the plate without them touching? I don't know if maybe that was an issue that she had as well.
Yes, yes. Well, it could be, could be a very important part if you have a particular baby.
Mike and Flint, wrap us up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. So one time I was watching a kid for a friend of mine. Pardon me. And I didn't have kids at the time. I do now. Know how to change diapers, know how to take care of babies. But the parents were gone. I'm watching their kid. They came home, told them, hey, baby's in bed. Next day I get a phone call. Hey, did so-and-so have a diaper rash? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, what's going on? And I ended up not knowing any better. I put diaper rash cream everywhere that the diaper covered because I just thought that's what you were supposed to do. So everybody has their mistakes.
So you overcovered.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was cover two.
Yes.
I was putting a good defense there.
I would not think that would be a level of concern. I think applying too little and having a rash would be the bigger issue. But if you covered everything, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it wouldn't be a huge red flag to me.
No, no. It's
like, oh, okay, this guy really likes to, I guess, apply the cream.
All right.
No easy way to say it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.